Now, this year, Bakehouse Theatre Company has opened the Bordello Room on the fourth floor of the King's Cross Hotel, in which they're showcasing new, high-risk artistic theatrical works as part of their pop-up stairs program for King's Cross Theatre. Joining us in the studio now, we have Amy Soule and Steph Black, whose show Doing will be premiering in the Bordello Room this Tuesday. Amy, Steph, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for letting us be here.
So tell us, what makes the pop-up stairs program so unique?
Well, it's like this new part-time theatre space that small independent companies and individuals can put new work up. Like you said, it's high-risk work, but it's a low-risk environment where, you know, they feel very supported and, you know, they have that from these people that are very...
And I think it's one of the biggest reason why it's important is it can use new bold work. And I think that there's not a lot of spaces for innovation in Sydney, and it offers that, and we're missing that. So it's a place where new theatre makers and artists can just be like, this wouldn't be on a main stage or even on an independent stage, but this will be in a space that is low risk and exciting. So there's new thoughts, new ideas and new voices.
Now, I don't speak a lot of theatre. Tell me what high risk means, because I'm picturing broken ankles.
No, not at all. For me, I think it's very different, and I think that that's really important, because for me, high risk is truth. Like, that's what I think high risk theatre is pulling down the acting and turning up the truth of storytelling. But for everyone else, it's different. Like, other people in the spaces are doing things like immersive or... Nom Nom Nom, which just sold out there, which was literally about a food delivery service and was about taking people through King's Cross Hotel and King's Cross and delivering food. And that's kind of exciting as well. But it's all different. And that's what this space offers, like different, innovative, bold theatre that excites people.
I imagine it means a lot to you guys as performers as well to have this new space.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
I mean, we'd put out a cardboard box and perform in
there. Oh, for sure. We'd be on the corner. We'd do a similar thing to James Corden and his crosswalk musicals. We'd just press the button and we'd start doing the show and the cars would have to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, that's what this is as well. And I think Australia is missing that. We're missing that level of... Let's just put on a show here and...
Spontaneity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bravery.
Mm. Yeah. So you guys are putting on the show Doing. Tell me about that.
So it's my very first play that I've written, which is extremely exciting. And KXT have kind of allowed me to have my first voice in the theatre scene. So, and it's about humanity, I think. It was me writing a play about... life and moments and my existential crises and a big part of it was about trauma and mental health, but told in a way of hope and like discovery rather than like look at this suffering and this angst. It was more like you can walk through things and life can be kind of brilliant and shiny, and then it's kind of absurd and funny and there's a flower and
there's funny characters, there's, you know, there's really real characters, and then you have these really kind of not plastic but these really like, you know, over the top hiding something and trying their hardest not to be real at all, and it's just that's where you kind of get this contrast and this comical characters.
And I think it was my clear statement that I think that people are the latter rather than the truthful one. The truthful conversations were the ones that people are like, that's not normal. that's not a thing. Whereas the more plastic kind of masked characters were probably more relatable to what we see
in everyday life. Yeah.
Yeah, which was...
That's an interesting...
That's a statement, man.
Yeah, that's
a big confronting statement.
There's a whole thesis in that.
But it's far more exciting than that.
It's fun. Yeah. It is a fun show. It's not a long show.
No, it's only an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely support us.
It won't take long. It will only take an hour of your life.
And it's fully one of the best things about the show that I love, other than the writing and everyone involved and the acting is amazing, is it's new music too that's fully composed. We got a wonderful artist, Ali, who donated all his time to compose a fully new soundtrack to the whole play.
That's impressive.
And he's amazing.
He's really great.
He's part of the Sydney Acoustic Duo, and he's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've got us hooked. Where can we go check it out?
You can check it out on the KXG site at the pop-up stairs now or next. Or you can check www.puddleupon.com.
And you can get all the information there, from tickets to our Possible campaign, where you can grab some awesome T-shirts.
We have shirts. We'll bring you in a shirt if you'd like a shirt.
Oh, bless.
Yes. They're cool. They're cool shirts.
They are. And they were designed by a wonderful artist as well.
So. Yeah.
Awesome. We'll get all the links up in the podcast. Amy, Steph, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
That was Amy Soul and Steph Black, whose show Doing is going to be premiering in the Bordello Room at the King's Cross Theatre this Tuesday. Like I said, we'll get all the links for you up in the podcast. You can find that at 2SER.com.